Today's reading is taken from Galatians chapter 3, and we're reading verses 23 to 29. That's on page 1170 in the Bibles in the chairs in front of you. Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, I wonder how you or I identify ourselves. How would we describe ourselves and our allegiances? Some of us might identify with particular sports teams. Some of us might identify with our nationality. Some of us might feel that we identify with the roles in community we hold, or the work we do, or the things we get up to in our free time. Many of us, when we think of our identity, are likely to think of our relationships with our family and friends. You see, in our day-to-day lives and in our society, we have hundreds of labels that we could place upon ourselves. My name is Alex. I'm female. I'm currently single. I'm not married. I am a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a godmother, a friend, and probably many other things as well. I am a very nominal West Ham supporter because that is our family team. I'm currently a vicar. I used to be a teacher. I'm British. I was born in London. I'm reasonably educated. And I enjoy a range of sports, musical activities, and travelling whenever I can. If you take a moment to think of yourself, we all have ways of identifying ourselves and describing ourselves to others. And all of those are very useful. All of the things I've just said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of that. It's all true. And they do all identify me. But Paul reminds us in our passage today that when the rubber hits the road, the label with the greatest significance, the only label that really matters, is that we are children of God. Now, you're probably not supposed to have favourite Bible passages. I do. And one of my favourites is 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, and I read it all the time. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. We are all individuals created uniquely and beautifully by God with our different interests, our different life experiences. But the most significant thing about any of us is that we are followers of Jesus. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are children of God. Now, Paul, who wrote the letter to the Galatians, from which we've been reading this morning, lived in a society which was very socially divided. Quite a lot, perhaps, like the society we live in today. And the issue of determining who was in or out, who was included or excluded as followers of Jesus because of their differences, was at the heart of Paul's writing. The earliest followers of Jesus had all been Jewish, and they decided to join the Jesus movement from within the synagogues. Consequently, they had continued to worship in similar ways to the ways they always had, and to observe the customs of Jewish law as they always had done before. But more and more Gentiles or non-Jews were beginning to become followers of Jesus too. And some questions were arising as to what it meant to be a child of God. The Gentile Christians were different to the Jewish Christians, ethnically, culturally, in the way they expressed their faith. They would have looked and dressed very differently to the Jewish Christians. They would have spoken unfamiliar dialects. They would have had different customs, different worldviews. They wouldn't have observed Jewish law, which had defined the Jewish people as a faith community for hundreds of years up to this point. The Jewish understanding was that the Israelites and their descendants were the chosen children of God. But now, all of a sudden, Gentiles were joining in as well. And so there were lots of questions. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? And what does it mean to worship God alongside people who are different to ourselves? I've spent one of the many things I've been doing the last couple of weeks, which has been a great joy, is spending time in some schools in our parish. And I was chatting to some parents this last week about the pressures on families in the UK at the moment, and the pressure on children, particularly in middle-class families, from a really young age. Pressure to succeed at school and in life. Pressure to make sure that when they get old enough, they are financially secure. Pressure to have the latest technological possessions, to be popular, to be on social media when they're old enough. And then the pressures on parents to own a particular kind of car if they can, or to send children to a particular school, or to live in particular neighbourhoods. And we know in life that if we don't follow some of the societal expectations people place on us, then we're seen as those who don't fit. My sister and I are very close. She has three children, my two nieces and nephew, and they are 8, 6, and 4. All of them in school, all of them in classes of 30 children, and in the nursery there's even more. And of course all the children have wonderful social birthday parties where the expectation is that you all take a present. That's 90 presents a year. I mean, how is any parent meant to cope in today's society when there's things like that happening? But the trouble is, if we don't find a way of conforming sometimes, we can be excluded and we can be seen as outsiders. And really sadly, that is sometimes what happens to some of the parents who just can't manage that. And there are many people in our society who also experience exclusion in much worse ways. Maybe we speak a different language to other people. Maybe we grew up in a different area or a different country. Maybe we have different needs and people don't understand the needs we have. Or maybe we just don't fit into crowds very easily. All of us love to be around our friends, and often we find it easy to spend time with those who are similar to us. We don't always find it so easy to spend time with those who challenge us. And it can lead us, accidentally or otherwise, to create some exclusions of our own. So Paul reminds us in the passage today that all of us who are followers of Jesus, children of God, are one in Christ, no matter what our differences. And Paul writes, and it's meant to be illustrative rather than an exhaustive list, that when we are clothed in Christ, there is no longer Jew nor Greek, no longer slave nor free, no longer male nor female, because all of us are one in Jesus. And then Paul explains, before faith in Jesus, God gave the law, and it was a temporary guide to help people to know how to live, so they could be prepared for the faith which would later be revealed in Jesus. The law had been given for people's protection, to stop them making mistakes that would dishonour God. But when Jesus came, he changed the emphasis from salvation by merit, which is completely impossible anyway, to salvation by the grace of God, through faith in what Jesus has done for us. Jesus came to the earth to proclaim the good news of God's love to all. He died on the cross for the world, he rose from the dead, and all who have faith in him are no longer subject to those old laws. We respect the laws of the Israelites because there's great wisdom there, but we no longer look to the Old Testament law for salvation because we turn instead to faith in Christ. We are all children of God through faith in Jesus. And when we're baptized, there's a phrase from the Bible which we use about being clothed in Christ. And it's really a metaphor that Paul was using to describe the transformation which Jesus brings to our lives when we come to believe in him. All who are in Christ Jesus are children of God through faith, no matter who they are, where they live, how they dress, or what their background. All are included, all are welcome, all are equal, and all are united as one. Now, the message from Paul to the Galatian church would have been great news for the Gentiles. And it is great news for us all today. Some of us, it's true to say, get really wounded by the knocks and hurts of life. Most of us, at some point or other, in a big way or a small way, know what it's like to experience exclusion in some kind of social setting. But we are all equally accepted as God's children, no matter what our differences. And all of us, knowing our identity as God's children, are called to reach out in love and to include and care for others in the same way that God includes and cares for us. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Amen.